107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Let's continue our conversation on this Wednesday with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma.
And you know what? As we move into my next item this morning, we have to remember the GTR at one stage was the largest employer in Stratford. Mm-hmm. It was. And when that was starting to go sideways, then we know we got into other avenues to diversify our economy. And so you talk about largest employers, you know, our local unemployment rate just came out and it was released in February. It was 4.5%. That's down from 4.8%. In January, it's the second lowest in province. We look at places like Windsor at the highest at 7%, and the province is around 6.1. We know that's going to trend downward as we move into the spring season, where farmers definitely will have an uptick in the employees they need for spring planting. We also know our local employees, our local factories are looking for employees, especially in the skilled trade. So we look at 4.5, and then we still see signs out saying, you know, help wanted. But it's such specific, you know, jobs that need to be filled. So, you know, we are in an enviable spot, almost to a point where we do need more employees. Even though at 4.5, we are still looking for employees in different sectors.
Mm. And that kind of segues into our next discussion with the impact of the Stratford Festival,
You know, we talk about, and not too many days away from the festival, first performances coming forward with the youth being back in town for youth performances. But we talk about the cultural impact of the festival, also the economic impact, where we're close to having up the pre-pandemic numbers back as visitors, close to that 500,000 individuals coming to partake in the festival. But as you mentioned, the economic impact, they just finished their own job fair. Mm-hmm. We look at the peak of the season where the festival will employ well over 1,200 people. And not only the impact on their own sites, but in our restaurants, in our shops, in our accommodations, in the service sector. So that will also have an impact on our local unemployment rate as well. So, you know, speaking of the festival, we have many individuals that are actors and people that are staff with the festival. I have the pleasure this Friday of welcoming them to our community for the summer. Some stay for 6 months, some for four, some for eight. So looking forward to that. But your point is well taken. The economic impact of the Stratford Festival in Stratford and area is outstanding. And we certainly look forward to another great season.
Absolutely. We're in conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. And Martin, it must be getting into spring and summer because we've got more shows, more expos coming up.
You know, I want to talk about the CDX. We know that Stratford continues to grow as a tourist destination beyond the Stratford Festival, which we just talked about. Whether it's Destination Stratford, Lights on Stratford with Zach Gribble and his amazing crew, numerous art shows, the Winter Film Festival, the Rush Festival, which is coming.
The On Rush Festival.
Rush. Yeah. So there's lots happening. And this is another one, the Canadian Dairy Expo, which is hard to believe, celebrating its 10th anniversary. Jordan Underhill and his team do an amazing job. Mm-hmm. Over 16,000 people will visit Stratford in those 3 days. 350 exhibitors. Visitors and exhibitors from over 20 countries will come and make Stratford their home for 3 days. Unique this year, and I'm part of the board of directors, and one of the things I've challenged them is to make the connection between agriculture and industry and the arts. And so new this year at the Tom Patterson Theatre will be the Canadian Dairy Summit on April the 2nd, right in that beautiful facility, to make that connection of people not only from Ontario and Canada, but from around the world in our Tom Patterson. And you hope that might motivate a return visit with family and friends to Stratford. So then on April the 3rd, we have the Cheese Fest, which is free in the Cow Coliseum, and then the Calves for a Cause. Last year, they sold calves, quality genetics calves, And those dollars went to not only our local Stratford General Hospital, but the London Sick Children's Hospital. I believe over $60,000 last year. So great things happening with tourism beyond the festival. I'll remind people that traffic is going to be a little crazy up in that area for a couple days, but certainly I believe well worth the investment for what it does for Stratford.
Oh, without a doubt, the Canadian Dairy Expo. So great to have that back. I've got a note here about Road 111.
Yeah, talking about traffic, we know Road 111, if it's out by Bethel Church and Highway 7 and 8, that corner is a real challenging corner. And so that's the corner that as we're heading to Shakespeare, right at Bethel Church there. So the Ministry of Transportation, the Ontario Ministry of Transport, MTO, is inviting some public input. And perhaps I'll ask you to post this where people, because a lot of people ask me about that intersection. That's on the cusp of the boundary between the city and the township.
Okay.
And so certainly that, you know, I can certainly see maybe perhaps a roundabout at that spot at some point, or definitely a traffic light. But the MTO is looking for some input and on your thoughts on that intersection improvement. And so, once again, I'll remind you, there is a website you can go to, and hopefully we can post this as well. It's Highway 7 and 8, perthcountyroads.com. And once again, you can visit that project website, and you can take a look at what their thoughts are. And more importantly, or equally as importantly, you can add your input as well. So I remind you, it's Road 111. I get a lot of, you know, when I'm out at the at the farmer's market on occasion, I get a lot of questions about, because that's bringing rural individuals into town and say, hey, what about that intersection?
Yeah, okay, so, well, there you go, an update on that. And more good news with the Stratford General Hospital Foundation.
Yeah, you know, that continues, you know, and they're closing on that $30 million for the chemotherapy unit, for the pharmacy unit, all pieces that aren't covered by provincial funding. So we're doing our part as a city, as you know, but there are great naming opportunity and still great donation opportunity to, you know, connect with Cheryl Hunt. Just amazing people doing amazing work.
And we've chatted with Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service as the month of March is Fraud Prevention Month.
Yeah, and you know, a shout out to that, and you know, to carry that message as Darren, you know, continue that communication. Mm-hmm. You know, I had one the other day where somebody said, click this for you know, a new job. And so, you know,
for a new job here.
Yeah. You know, click this and, you know, it'll take you. And then it's a scam, right? It's Instagram message, emails, phone calls continue. The AI, as you mentioned with Darren, you know, those are all things that you have to be on alert. And if you're at all hesitant, don't respond. Mm-hmm. It'll still be there if it's valid, or they'll call you back or they'll email you back. So a great shout out by Darren and yourself. I believe it was yesterday morning, but just a reminder, and talk to your family. Even if you think you might have been scammed, talk to your family. Don't be afraid to phone the Stratford Police, alert them to that.
You bet. Big news this week with Stratford and District Chamber of Commerce.
My very first call when I stepped into office, and I'll remember it vividly, and because you think your first call is going to be like a fire hose to the face, but it was Breen Bentley saying, congratulations, I couldn't think of a better place to run a business than Stratford, Ontario. And you know, it was so wonderful to hear that voice. I've known Breen forever. Mm-hmm. More importantly, my bride Catherine and Breen worked together at the Alababa Steakhouse. He was in the kitchen doing dishes, became their chief chef, and Catherine said nobody ran a cleaner and better run kitchen than Breen Bentley. And Catherine was a waitress at that time. I remember rolling in there Saturday nights and they'd feed me. You know what? They've both done so very well in life. And so a big shout out to Breen and his family. You know, I think about those days at the Alababa and the work with Catherine and Breen. So just amazing. You know, to think that gentleman is going well worth you know, I just beam thinking about Breen and, you know, that big smile of his. I can't wait to hear him at the Business Excellence Award.
You bet. And long overdue for that. So congratulations on that. Now, here's something about Stride for Shelter. Folks may not know about this. What's this all about?
You know, a gentleman by the name of Christopher Cahill, came up to my office. I met him a couple times, but the last I met him at the Coldest Night of the Year walk, and he reintroduced himself. He came up to City Hall. He's doing a run. He's doing a run, a 50K run from University of Waterloo main campus to Stratford campus.
Okay.
Which is really unique. He'll do back roads. He'll leave at 7 o'clock in the morning at Stratford main campus, run to Stratford, and the fundraising will be for two places that are near and dear to my heart and your bride's heart as well, ShelterLink Services for Youth and House of Blessing.
There you go.
So you can follow Chris, and I'll provide the Instagram connection for him. But it is on April the 5th coming up,
yeah.
But he'll start at 7 a.m., and I have a poster here, and we'll get a shot of that a little later on. And he's hoping to end between 2 and 3 in the afternoon at the University of Waterloo Stratford campus. So a really unique, you know, he wanted to make the tie. He's a fourth-year student at Stratford University of Waterloo campus. And he wanted to make the connection between the two because sometimes we don't think of that connection. And we look forward. You talk about the GTR where perhaps in the not-so-distant future, those individuals don't have to commute. This year, this time he's commuting on foot, but by car or by bus, but maybe a residence on that GTR site. But check him out for that big run, you know, stride for shelter. And once again, for, you know, ShelterLink and House of Blessing and, you know, his care around taking care of those people in the margins. And so, you know, I invite you to reach out to Christopher on that.
For sure. Thanks so much for that. And a reminder of the Green Recognition Award. That is
That's coming up quickly. Yeah. I believe it closes March the 25th is on my mind. But once again, that's on the Engage Stratford website. So many amazing things going on in Stratford. As you know, I'm a great advocate for all that goes on in Stratford and all the amazing people that do those things in Stratford. So a big shout out. I'll end where I began. Safe March break to all, whether you're traveling at home or abroad. Take care of yourselves, and we look forward to chatting with you again.
City of Stratford Mayor Martin Rethma. Martin, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jamie.